Hello, I'm Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group. Welcome to Lux Life Discovered. My co-host is Shannon Richmond with the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. So Shannon, you ready for another great podcast?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The men are going to love this one.
That's true.
Well, and the ladies.
And the, yeah. Well, our guest today is Todd Anthony Tyler. And yeah, I was trying to think of the perfect way to introduce you. And you know, you were a model, you're a photographer, you were one of the judges that helped start Asia's Next Top Model, and you do a blog. I mean, there's so many things, so it's kind of hard to like pinpoint one area. So we're just going to cover all of those areas. So Todd, welcome. Well, glad to have you here today.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Try my best not to speak over you.
No, you're fine.
There might be a slight time difference being here in France right now.
Well, okay, tell people where you are right now, but just make everybody here in the States jealous. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically I'm in the south of France right now, spending the month here, combination of business and pleasure, for sure. So I'm in Toulouse at the moment.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're taking the time to be here on the podcast. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So tell me about when you began modeling, how long ago has that been, and how did you actually get into the modeling world? Because, you know, with social media, everybody's a model now, but you were a true
model.
That's
because of the filters.
That's true, yeah. But so kind of give us a background in that and see, and what are your thoughts on the social media models now?
Situation. Yeah. Definitely, it was a different time when I was a model. You needed to be more so scouted, more difficult to get into agencies. I'm not saying there are good or bad things here. I'm just saying how it was. And there's also certain height requirements. And certainly, there was different types of looks. I would have fallen more in a conventional model look. In my time as a model, there has started to be a range of looks for models, of course. But that's a whole other conversation. But the brief version is that I majored in biology and anthropology. My final years of studies, I went to Kenya and I was studying in Kenya for a few months. When I came back, I just had the super travel bug. And I took up an opportunity to go to Milan to be a model. And that's what started about a 10-year modeling career, which is powered almost fully by me wanting to continue to travel and see the world. But certainly it was an interesting way to make a living as well.
Well, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you say the most exciting thing during that time period was? Was it the travel?
For me personally, the driver again was the travel. I ended up being, well, this overlaps a bit with the photography career now, but living in about 33 different countries. And when I say living, it means at least 2-3 months of time, somewhere more or less. Yeah. Like in Bangkok, I went in and out of Bangkok for a while, for about 5 years, Paris for a year, New York for several years, in and out of LA, that kind of thing. But definitely the travel gave me that great opportunity to see so many things. And then from there, just, yeah, experiences of shooting TV commercial at the Taj Mahal and driving nice cars for TV commercials and the initial thrill of seeing yourself in a magazine, because I'm just a little guy from Canada, sort of in your mind idea.
Right.
So that's where it's definitely some of the highlights is being a model. And that time, I guess, there was not so much social media. It was maybe new on the social media scene. So there was a different idea, I suppose, about being a model as well.
Well,
what was your favorite model shoot? What was the most favorite one that you've done? With 33 countries, that's going to be tough.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah. I've been super blessed to do quite a few photo shoots, catalogs, magazines. I think I did about 16 TV commercials in the end. I'm going to go right off the top is that one photo shoot I did where I got to play sort of a James Bond character. And it was like they really wanted me to get into it. So I was like literally running around and rolling over cars and pretending to be as James Bond as possible in a suit. And that was a lot of fun. For sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I guess another one that was really great was when I did a TV commercial who went to Paris, and it was a period piece. So we had the horse and buggy, so the buggy part up on a trailer, and we were driving around Paris as they filmed us, pretending that we were in another time in Paris, of course. But the looks people were giving you in traffic with this buggy going around Paris was pretty funny and fun time too. Sorry, it's I don't know if you can hear me, but unfortunately, this seems to have clicked out of sound. Oh, there we go. Back.
Take that out because I don't want it, maybe come across the wrong way.
All right.
Well, so
I don't mind any questions. Don't worry about that. I
well,
just
no, it was
something
okay.
happened to the internet.
With social media, how do you think that's been an advantage or disadvantage to like modeling as opposed to when you were doing it?
I would say it definitely absolutely changed the game. I mean, my time, we didn't select models so much based on how many followers they had
Right.
or interactions they had. I think a lot of people in acting, modeling scene who were there before social media would say they like, I know a lot of friends who are models that basically refuse to get involved with social media. I don't think that's the way to go necessarily, but it's changed a lot on the fact that perhaps you're basing on a lot different criteria. Anyway, let's put it that way. Criteria that may even be perhaps manipulated, but that's a whole other story. So I just think, and like you mentioned, filters, like what you see and what's happening, maybe not. And I guess fantasy is part of the social media drive. So
Yeah, true.
again, not trying to make negatives out of it. Main point, much different, and selecting personalities and people based on social interaction more so than perhaps how they work in front of the camera or how they photograph or film or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it does definitely takes in a whole new direction and, and even the financial piece of it for some of the social media models or influencers. I mean, it's amazing how that has come into play as well. So,
So you went
Absolutely.
from, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I didn't even know myself if I want to skip way ahead to when I did the top model stint. And that the production got me a PR at the time and everything. And they're saying, okay, do you have Instagram? I said, no. Why do I need Instagram? And they said, oh, you need Instagram. And they're like, so it's like, okay, that's where we started off this whole life. You need Instagram for. And then even a long period of time there, I was sort of like, okay, fun to put up pictures for followers from the show and whatnot to view, and it's been fun to interact with them. But I still didn't see it as now, where I've more so got involved also as an influencer, and my work and my job evolving because of that genre of work that's
Sure, yeah.
developed.
Because that's a huge following. I mean, there are some influencers that, that's and you do it right. You are mainly focused on work and you. And there's some that, I mean, their whole life is just out there. And I don't know if I could ever be like that or not. I don't think I'd ever want everything from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep and everything in between just like available, you know?
Yeah, I again have always hesitated to say right or wrongs for sure, but I like the way that I or prefer the way that I do it anyway, as in share and interact and show things that I'm interested in. But yeah, not crying on my Instagram and getting views because of drama or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's enough of that out there as it is. So yeah. So tell me about your time with Asia's Next Top Model. How did you get that gig and what was that experience like?
Yeah, so they ended up running the sh that's a really long story, which one day I truly want to write a little book about just that whole experience. I can just start off with that. There's so much to say there. But the snapshot of how it evolved was that that was a period of time, maybe 5, 6 years into my career professionally as a photographer. But definitely from that whole scene of doing photography with fashion and advertising and being an ex-model, my name came up as being the kind of a great option for the Nigel Barker kind of Asia role.
Okay.
So they approached me on it, and at first I honestly didn't want to do it. I'm going to say it's almost a little bit like Instagram or social media, where you think it might damage your career as a respectable photographer in a sense,
Right.
because it is a bit of a nighttime soap opera, the whole way the show is put together and produced. So for a beat, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe it takes away from all the work I've done or hard work I've done to try to establish as a respectable photographer. But then I just said, hey, that's an opportunity. Looks like fun. Let's go for it. And I did end up really enjoying it, but also discovered that doing reality TV has more drama and ups and downs behind the scenes than in front of the scenes, and even more drama than the fashion scene, I found out from this experience.
Wow.
So a lot of things were learned.
Yeah, especially about how to be on screen. I'd already had that experience as a model, how to photograph, how to do TV commercials. But the reality TV scene, you have to be a little bigger than life. Like, if you think you're already going big, then you need to go like 100 times more, like
Wow.
to really come off on the screen. That
I get
energy.
that.
Yeah, because if you think you're saying, oh, I don't like that, you have to go, no, I don't like that. You know, sort of like, you
Gotta
gotta really get it
be real
going for,
dramatic, huh? Yeah.
yeah, for reality TV. So that's something I look, if you ever see from the first episode to the last, that evolved for me, especially on panel, then I got it, sort of thing. And then I went on to do another TV show. I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but Fit for Fashion. And there, already having that experience from Asia's Next Top Model, I was able to like continue with knowing how this all works.
Interesting, yeah.
So, how did you go from being in front of the camera to being behind the camera? What made that transition?
I guess like it was actually a lifelong hobby, photography.
Okay.
In several interviews I've done before, written interviews, I've spoke about it, but just to make it quick, is like literally my mother bought me this little camera when I was about 5, 6 years old. I became fascinated with the idea that I can click a button and frame this world and scene. Of course, this dates me a little bit, but that was before all the digital. So you have film, and the processing of the film, and I just fell in love with all of that. I guess I could just say, probably coming from a bit of a middle class family background, the idea of being a photographer wasn't really pushed. It was a hobby, but that's not really a job. So at the
Right.
time, I went into the idea was to go in a medical field direction, thus the Bachelor of Science in Biology and all that. So then the modeling pushed me to travel, and then the coming to a point in my life where saying, what do I really want to do, brought me back to the photography. And initially, the photography was a National Geographic style of photography that I wanted to do. It lent well to the traveling and my anthropology background and all that sort of thing. So I was shooting for about 2 years for travel, outdoor magazines, adventure, sport magazines, National Geographic style magazines. But the business-wise, I would just say the return is not as great as shooting advertising and fashion.
Right.
Plus, I combined that with what I knew. I'd been in the fashion business for
Yeah,
10
sure.
years, so I'm kind of going away from what I know. And I thought, okay, let's turn this around. And I got back involved with fashion photography.
So
That's that snap.
essentially, it was not enough drama for you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
With animals
With
and
animals
things,
and nature, yeah. No, I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
Absolutely. No. But fashion still, you get to do like really creative shoots when you do editorials. Advertisements, not so creative, but you get to play with the lights and Photography definitely always, again, very keen interest. Really, honestly, it was a business decision. Just you can only make X amount of dollars shooting animals.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so
Well,
it
now
was
that,
primarily that.
yeah, that definitely makes sense. So now tell us about your blog that you have, The Perfect Chemical.
Yep, so that's a combo of always being a guy who liked to dress up nice, like on the verge of almost getting beat up in high school because I wore a suit to school, kind of thing. But I was like, there's always been part of my character, me to suit up, dress up, wear some of the latest fashions. Then that sort of continued, of course, having the opportunity to wear a lot of different brands and styles during the modeling time. I went away from it a little bit with photography because on this shooting in studios or out on locations, got a little bit more into cargo pants and t-shirts for that kind of thing. But there was a 4-year period where I worked with a suit brand shooting all their advertisements, and it really brought me back to the suits, and I learned a lot about suits and styling and how suits are made and everything through that process. And that's what inspired me to start The Perfect Chemical and start to show some of the styles of suits that I'm interested in. I was able to design the suits and have them made, so that was an interesting point of view for me, that 90% of the suits that I wear on my blog, I actually designed them myself and had them made. So
Wow.
that was a passion. That was my little men's blog, Perfect Chemical, is a passion for sure.
So what do you think the biggest mistake men make in dressing or selecting suits, for example?
Overall, it's generally fit. You still see it. It used to be that men wore suits that looked like they're a little guy wearing their dad's suit. It was just too big for them, too baggy, too big, didn't contour, didn't fit their body. Then we kind of went through this period where it was super skinny. I think that didn't work out well. I think we're starting to move into, like, you get a nicely fitted suit. I know there's off the rack to having something tailored or made. There's a range or a different, but the main point is finding a suit that contours and fits your body well, not too baggy.
Right.
Some space to move, of course, but not overly large on you. Of course, trends and fashion will bounce around. I'm talking about a classic conservative,
Right.
I think, nice presentation.
Yeah, when I try on clothes, especially if it's a slim fit, there's nothing slim about this body. So it's like, we're in trouble. So,
But you
that
don't want to look
definitely,
like you're wearing your dad's
well,
suit.
no, definitely not.
Yeah, as I said, sometimes it was just too loose and baggy. That's not a great look either.
True.
See, what I
And
like
from
is
there, of course.
if
Oh,
he's
sorry.
saying, go ahead and dress for success, it's okay. You know how some guys are like,
Right.
but now he's saying
Yes.
it and he has a blog about it. So that's going to help a lot of guys with their confidence knowing that they can dress like that.
Yeah.
Some might think they're still going to get beat up from being in school dressing like that. I mean,
Yeah.
but that's awesome that they can go there and get some inspiration and get some ideas and
Well,
some
and to have the
style.
boldness to wear what you like,
Absolutely.
because you wear some colors that are very bright that I couldn't pull off. That's what I mentioned when we first started. But it looks good on you, and some of the fabrics that you use, I mean, it's very impressive. So it's one of those that catches your attention, and you pull it off very well.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think you made a good point there. Yeah, some things that work on me maybe don't work on other guys, but fashion should be, yes, dressing for success, absolutely, along with a little bit of fun and exploration and personality and character
Sure.
all blended and mixed together. And like you mentioned as well, I am more than happy to receive DMs from people asking about fashion. That's just really a joy of mine, and I'm happy to help other guys out if I can at all.
Wow.
You know, there's so many guys that walk around that you're thinking, woof. But then there's also some that are really trying,
Yeah.
but then they feel like they don't fit in. But I like how he said to add their own personality, but
Right.
and style. You just gotta, and I like that he's gonna answer questions for people. That might help a lot of people.
Plus, it's coming from someone who not only
Who's
is a
done it?
sharp-looking young
Right.
man, but he also
He
he
walks the
lives it.
walk,
And
talks
then
the
to know he's
talk.
a brain behind it all, that's even better, yeah. So,
Are we gonna
thank you
help
very much.
Rick a little bit?
We're gonna get some. Go
We
ahead.
can help with the fit ideas.
And let's give them some color.
True. Yeah. We're basically blue and black and brown. So what projects are you working on now? What can we look for in the future from you? Or what is something that you want to do that you haven't done yet? How about that?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, definitely COVID changed a lot of things with the TV work I was doing. And some things got postponed and delayed, and some things may not come back around, which is unfortunate. So I'm definitely still interested in doing some TV work and some projects like that. Photography wise, I'm still really active, more so with my older clients that I've established over a long period of time, shooting their catalog work. I am a partner in a clothing brand, a sports clothing brand. So that takes quite a bit of my time to operate my end of that and the creative and video and photography of that. I've also switched a little bit into doing PR and marketing for brands. So I have a few things going on at the same time.
So what is your sports clothing brand? Do you want to plug that while you're on?
Oh, sure. It's a brand called Omni, AUMNIE. I started that with my business partner about 15 years ago
Okay.
now. We started off a little bit in the niche of yoga style clothing, but my input on that part was that we had a little bit of a fashion edge. So I think our overalls, we have sports gear that goes in that athleisure section. So it's sports clothing with a little bit of a fashion edge.
Okay.
Is it for just men?
No, actually, it's primarily women.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a bit
So
of a men's
there.
a bit of a men's line, but with focus has been more so on women. My suit thing is that's more so my personal
Yeah, but I
men's
yoga,
thing.
everybody wears
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
Ooh,
So you'll
okay.
be
So make sure we put the description below so we can know
True,
how
we'll
to
add
go on.
that when we air it. So we'll have your link there for that as well. So
Oh,
be on the
perfect. Thank
lookout
you
for
very
my
much.
new outfit.
Yeah. Hey, just send me an email. We'll set you up. Right. Well, she'll come on the next podcast. She'll be wearing one of your outfits. Say, yeah, I'll just know.
Yeah, and you'll be wearing a yellow suit.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
But
don't
and
be
you
afraid.
turn to the side. Do you have your ponytail?
Oh, I still have
You
that.
still have it.
Yeah.
See, now you can pull that off. I can, you know, if I did that, it would be a disaster. A man bun.
It's
Yes.
always like even the online social media conversation about how long I'm going to keep that, or if I'm going to cut that, or if I'm going to change my hair. And so I've gone back and forth on it. I don't know. My wife kind of likes it, and it's a
That's all that
bit of a
matters. That's all that
yeah.
matters. Your wife likes it, you're going to keep it. That's settled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good. So, how long will you be in France?
So I'm going to be here for 2 more weeks.
Okay.
In that period of time, I'm going to go to Florence for a couple of days, do a little bit of combo shooting and pleasure, of course, there, and then fly back in the middle of July.
Okay, good.
And where do you call home?
That's a good question. Pre-COVID, home was in several different places, cities. I had kept an apartment in Shanghai for several years, sort of my Asia base. And then I had a place in Europe, New York. So it used to be sort of whatever project was happening in Europe, about 6 months of the year in Asia, and then 2, 3 months of the year between New York and LA. And about 1 month of the year, I'd end up back in Canada because I'm actually Canadian. But since COVID, I've been at a house in Canada that I bought about 15 years ago that I was never in, pretty
Oh
much.
wow. Boy, how things
So,
change.
yeah. So basically, Toronto right now is
Okay.
kind of home base.
Well, good. So how often are you, when will you be back in the US? Do you have plans to be back anytime soon or?
Yeah, actually, it's unfortunate. Just before traveling here, I was supposed to go to Los Angeles. Can't really say it now because the project may or may not happen.
Okay.
But I was supposed to go to Los Angeles to shoot a quite a big sports athlete for a brand that I was kind of excited about. But I guess within the next month or two, definitely be back down into the US now that things are kind of operating the same way as the pre-COVID times. Pre-COVID times, I was on a plane every week. It was
Wow.
COVID was a big life-changing experience, I mean, for a lot of people,
Right,
obviously.
what
But for
I've found
the way I
in,
live my life.
yeah, well, that, and that's what you're used to, and that it makes it exciting. So yeah, I know with COVID there were so many projects that I wanted to do that I'd planned to do, and I'd always say, well, when I had time to do that, I'll get to it. Well, during COVID we had more than plenty of time to get those projects done, and I didn't do some of those, so I realized that it's never going to happen because I had the time. I just didn't want to do them, you know, so they
Right.
weren't that important. So made me realize what was important sometimes, what wasn't, and where the focus should be. So, yeah.
Right. I could totally understand that because during COVID, I ended up having two children. So
That just got this.
we definitely with some almost the same idea. You always say, "Yeah, we're gonna have kids later. Yeah, we're gonna have kids at, when it's a good time."
And drink COVID in too.
COVID turned out to be a good time.
So you had two during COVID? Is that
Yeah, but during
wow.
that sort of period of time, I had two sons.
Oh
Yeah,
wow. How
that
nice.
is
That's good. So see, there was a reason for everything.
Right?
yeah, and for my end, I got to, I've been seeing them grow up now for the
Sure.
3 years
How nice.
instead of always being on a plane.
That is exciting. Okay, well, our time has gone already. It's
Went
30
fast.
minutes. Yeah. And I appreciate you taking the time from your travels to sit down and visit with us because I've always enjoyed following you on social media. And it's nice to have this brief interaction with you and wish you the absolutely best in all that you do.
All right, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. I can't believe 30 minutes.
I know,
Honestly, I'm
it's
buzzing
crazy.
about
Yeah,
that. That was a great talk. Thank you for the great questions, and I really appreciate,
Well, whenever you have something else
getting my
coming
gap
up,
again.
we'd love to have you back on, so
Yeah.
just let us know.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I will. I will
Okay.
for sure.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Lux Life Discovered, and we will see you on our next podcast.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.